Today, I have a really fun episode for you. I am doing a little sneak peek behind the scenes of what coaching with me is like. Today, I was doing a first session with one of my clients, Rachel, and we talk about all sorts of things, nutrition, exercise, and because it's a first session, I'm really digging into what her habits are like so that I can customize a plan for her. If you are like, I want some of that, then you can apply for coaching with me on my website. It's www.effectivefitnessforwomen.com, and you can head over to the Work With Me page and submit an application. I hope you enjoy this behind the scenes. Hi there. Welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you are in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. Exercise-wise, what is your main struggle?
I think just motivation to get there. I love home stuff, laundry, cleaning, like cooking. I love everything about being at home. That it's just hard for me to be like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym now. I'm not meeting anybody there. I'm, you know, on my own. So that's not super exciting.
Yeah,
I guess. Love everything about being home. And it's not that I just all the housework, all that stuff is just what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
So my desire in going to the gym is like, I'd rather just be here.
Yes. Okay. So motivation.
Definitely motivation. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What about with your eating habits?
I feel like decent.
Okay.
Your one podcast, like all week long, I'm great. I get to the weekend, Tim's around, the kids are home. Like, it's all of a sudden like, oh, a free for everything. You know, I don't know. I just completely forget about thinking about, oh, a portion size or maybe I shouldn't eat those chips like everybody else. You know, things like that, I guess. But yeah, during the week, I feel like, you know, my daytime, I'm kind of lax about breakfast because morning, of course, is busy with getting kids to school. And then I just jump into my housework. But lunchtime, you know, it's before lunch. I'm probably not eating till about 10 o'clock. I do work 2 days a week, usually. Okay. So I work in surgery. And so these I always have on my way to work.
Okay, good.
And then usually, at home, it's just cheese sticks and lunch meat and just that kind of stuff for noontime.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'll finish some leftovers, I guess, if there is something left. Mm-hmm. And then the evening meal, I usually, whatever, you know, it's the family meal.
Yeah. Okay. How are
not cooking like something separate or anything.
Yeah. For that family meal, how are you guys with making, a vegetable, like a non-starchy vegetable?
Poor.
Okay. So that's yes, an area we could add.
Oh, I'm very poor at it. Yes. Because my kids, they're not into it.
Okay. Yeah. Mine aren't either.
And honestly, I mean, at lunch at school, I mean, they get the hot meal. I know there is some kind of vegetable. I don't know how much of it they eat. Like, if I would be better about it, I honestly think they'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Certain ones. You know, we did asparagus and steak on the Blackstone over the weekend. Everybody loves asparagus. You know, it's great. But I'm really bad at the vegetable. Yes.
Okay.
Good at the fruit in the morning for them. They have that, but they're not getting, you know, 4 servings of vegetables a day, probably. I'm not either, to be honest.
Okay. So that's something that we can definitely work on. And, you know, one of the things that, because my kids, I mean, they're a lot younger. Well,
yeah.
How old is your youngest?
11.
11. Okay. So Rosalie's 9.
Okay.
But my kids are younger. So,
yes.
And they all hate it, right?
They do hate it. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want to eat the vegetable unless it's a canned green bean.
Okay.
That's about where we're at. And so I give them a little bit, right? Just a little bit. And and then, you know, I make some for me and Robert. And because there's what I'm trying to do, even if they're not trying it, they are subconsciously watching me and they
see
my eating habits, right? And so even if you're just modeling, that's a win, right? Because in their brain, they'll see, okay, mom and dad are eating the veggies, you know, and hopefully eventually they get curious about it. Why are y'all eating that? Especially if y'all are like, oh, this is delicious, or I like
it.
You know, that kind of thing, right? Because it is like an acquired taste. But
do you like, how do you prepare most of your vegetables?
So I usually either cook them in a pan. Like I use a big
cast iron. Just saute them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I do a lot of that, like just have that cooked with whatever we're going to have, or if I'm using my stove for the meal, I will roast some in the oven.
So okay. I just,
yeah. Like put a foil down and roast it.
So right.
That I don't have to clean the pan and
yeah,
it makes it easier for me. I've found that, with my meal planning, I have to write down like, okay, I'm having, like, we're making this food and then we're going to have this vegetable with it. And like, I plan all that in my grocery shopping because, you know, it's important. Like what we add to our diet is more important than what we take away, in terms of like the antioxidants and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I think that like it comes to the planning. Cause if you have the vegetable in the fridge and you're like, well, we're having, you know, meatloaf with whatever, like mashed potatoes and you have the carrots there, or you have the green beans, you know? So I keep it simple. It's just roasted or sauteed in a pan and it goes.
Yep. Okay.
And, that's the foundation kind of my eating habits, or salads easy. If I don't feel like doing
salad. Anything,
right. Like bad salad mix. And, anyway, I like the, there's like light balsamic vinaigrette. I like that. And I put that on my salads. We keep cherry tomatoes on the counter for the kids for like snacks and stuff. Throw those over the top with some salad and some balsamic and it's just done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to get I don't know. I always go back and forth with dressings of like what I like. And I do need to get something better. Like a balsamic vinaigrette, like you said, a light one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes, you have to watch the salad dressing because it can
kind
of offset the whole salad.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But I do love how you're, you know, yes. So for nutrition wise, my kids, like I said, the vegetable, and I'm a big Sam's Club shopper. I don't know, like, what you like to do for, so I mean, if you have like if you want to, if you share meal plans or if you share like your Sam's Club pickup order or anything like that, that I can be like, oh, I've not seen that there. Like, I would love to try something, you know, different or something that you really like.
Yeah. So I use Costco, but yeah.
Okay. I bet it's similar.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm a big
Costco shopper. So there's definitely things that I like to purchase to make things simpler. For example, they have these Alaskan salmon burgers at Costco, and they're frozen, and they're like in this, like, you know, tube thing, right?
Tube. Okay.
Yeah. And they're like stacked.
Okay.
So that, yeah, it's a bag, but they're like upright. Anyway. And we probably every other day, I have a salmon burger for lunch. And then I just cook, because it's just, sometimes it's just me and Robert. So I have, you know, my big pan on the stove that I kind of keep there, and I throw the salmon burgers on there. I chop up some zucchini and cook it in with the salmon. And I usually have some sort of canned bean, or I made lentils or whatever to throw in there with it for a carb. And then, you know, I'm done. The other thing I like to keep on hand is frozen barramundi. It's like a farm-raised sea bass. And they sell them in individual portion. Like, it's like a bag, but it's like 4 ounce portions.
Yeah. Okay.
So good. If you like, even if you don't like fish, it's not fishy at all. I'm a big fan of fish. So that's an easy, like I had that last night. The kids were eating Mondays. We do meatless Mondays. So I make a big pot of black beans, and they have beans and cheese and avocado. And, I'm not just going to eat a big bowl of beans. I need to have some like more defined protein and a lot more vegetable. Like last night I just did, I threw one of those, like I thawed one of those fish fillets really quick, threw it on the pan, and then had like a salad with it and the beans. Like I did like a bean and fish and tomatoes and the balsamic, and it was delicious and it was easy and didn't have, it wasn't, I like to sort of, whatever the family's having will be my carb.
Okay.
And then, and depending on what it is, like tonight we're having chicken, like a crock pot, honey garlic chicken recipe. And then I'll have a vegetable with it, and I'll adapt that, right? I'll have a smaller portion of the rice, the chicken, and half my plate will be the vegetable, right? I do follow, I don't know if you got my plate method.
I did.
Okay. I do follow that. I find that, that helps keep me full, and it's pretty nutritionally, it's really nutritionally balanced.
Yes.
Yeah.
So half the plate of the vegetable, a quarter your protein, and a quarter carb then.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, is that every day for you, or is that like on a non-weightlifting day or on a weightlifting day? Or is your menu like your meal, snack, is that the same carb protein mix?
Depending on the weight, the workout. So, sometimes, but I do time, usually I'm going to the gym in the morning or in the afternoon. And if it's in the morning, in the morning I usually have some oatmeal and some eggs, and I do have to wait on that oatmeal for a little bit. So you can think of it as I have two breakfasts sort of. But I eat that oatmeal right before my workout because I have to have some carbs in there to do the workout, right?
Gotcha.
Or if it's in the afternoon, I'll have a protein bar. I'm obsessed with those Robert Irvine.
I got them. I heard you.
Did you? Oh my goodness. I'm obsessed with them. They're so good.
So good. The crispy crunch is like so good.
It's so good. I'm like, I think I would.
It is like a candy bar.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Candy bar. Yes.
It is.
As opposed to like, oh, some of the other ones are awful.
Horrible. I agree. Yeah. We are having to like have like kind of some quick protein around, which is kind of new to me. And I'm, you don't want to make it like if your kids can eat it and need it, like you got to have it around. And so then I kind of get into it and I'm like, okay, I myself like was always just like, okay, I'll have like 10 almonds and a cheese stick.
Yeah.
And that was always kind of my go-to afternoon snack.
Mm-hmm.
But they just need it to be in their backpack, you know?
Yes.
So these protein bars are great.
Perfect. Yes. And that I like that they have enough, they have some carbs in them. They have, I think it's like 16 grams, but when, you know, when you're about to go into a workout, like a heavy strength training workout, you need some carbs. And a lot of the protein bars are geared towards people that are eating low carb. And
yes,
that's not what I'm doing and what a lot of people need to do when they're strength training. And so it has some in there to give you a little boost.
Yes.
So I don't, in terms of adapting my diet, I do keep my diet pretty steady. But I do move my snacks around in relation to my workout, because you need to have, you want to have something with a little bit of carb before your workout. And then within an hour to 2 hours after your workout, you need to have a good source of protein. Because you're breaking down your muscles, right? You're ripping them.
Yes.
You need to put something back in.
Mm-hmm.
To help them build mm-hmm. up. Otherwise it's not going to work and you're just stressing your body for no reason, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So currently, do you exercise? Are you exercising at all?
So I was not. I literally joined the gym when I started listening to you. Awesome. And we have one in town. It's like, yeah, $40 a month. And you're, I mean, you were just so right about like, I'm worth, I mean, that's $40. Like, I'm worth that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like you just think like, oh, it's $40. I don't need to do that. And then, but you really, it is, it, you'd really do. So I joined in like January. They were having like a promo, get a free training session. Anyway, so this gentleman kind of introduced me to like the things around and, you know, a class that they have. And so I've been doing just this class. I haven't gone onto the weights and all that. I wanted to talk with you about just that whole routine again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Before starting into that. So I've been moving with the class, you know, it's like, it's an hour, 2 days a week. I usually go. So that's what I've been doing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great.
And he does like, it's light strength training, you know, like a kettlebell or some dumbbells
mm-hmm.
or a medicine ball, something like that.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, let's get you into the heavyweights.
Okay. Yes.
If you feel that's, okay with that.
Yeah, so, that's what I was needing help with.
So 2 days a week is what you're doing currently.
Yes.
Okay. Let's keep that for now.
Okay.
Just to get you into, started into it. Okay. And then did you review like,
so I have this, is this what you were wanting me to?
Okay. Yes. Yes. That. And then did you review the, I had some stuff about taking measurements and.
Yep, I have that.
Okay. Are you really quick before we get into the workout, are you okay with taking measurements once a week?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I have measuring tape.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Awesome.
So I'll do that once a week. And then I did see you say in there about weighing every day.
Yes.
And just if keeping track of
with that.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just the weighing daily and then you average it weekly, just so you're getting like a baseline of what is your weekly average, because it's going to go like this.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You weigh once a week, it gets really skewed. And you think like if you ate something salty the night before,
yes,
weigh, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I gained a pound and I was so good this week. Well, it was just water retention and you actually lost fat, you know, anyway.
And
then is, what is your main, like, if you could pick between one, would your goal be fat loss or muscle gain?
For me to get started, especially to get my head wrapped around, I feel like I do need to start in a season of fat loss.
Okay. Well, then we'll
start. I do, but I do, I mean, overall this program, I'm definitely hoping to get some strength. I mean, that is why I want to.
Oh, yes, you will. And I just like to, it's more like me figuring out what people's priorities are.
Sure.
So yes. It doesn't have to be like a, you know, so what we can do is, because you're so new, will set you up sort of for a season of fat loss, but like a one where you're going to gain strength and muscle as well, okay, because you are new. You're in this like sweet spot of you are untrained. And so you often are able to put on a lot of muscle.
I think I'm your perfect subject.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. All right.
Because so, I have not been doing, anything strength wise.
Okay. Excellent.
Yes.
That's great. Okay. So for you, how do you feel? Have you tried any of these exercises before?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. So I think for you, a good starting point would be for your big lift. You're going to have two kind of heavier lifts, but the first one's going to be your hardest, your most difficult. I think that doing a box squat would be your best bet. I just did a video on the Facebook group about how to do that. It's a great starter squat if you have never squatted before with a barbell, right?
I'm not with a barbell. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Okay. So try that one with just the bar. It's 40 pounds. And what I would like you to do is start at six, just like I say in the workout. Start at six and then see how that feels.
Okay.
Three sets of six. If that feels good, then when you go again, do eight. Okay.
Okay.
So, but we'll chat. So let's keep it simple this week.
So
do the same workout twice.
Okay. That's great.
Because you're learning.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll do the box squat. And then I do want you to do the hip thrust.
Okay.
This one, your gym might have a machine for it.
Okay.
Or it might not. In the handout, if you download it and like the digital version, it'll have a video for how to do it. The hip thrust with the barbell.
With a barbell?
Yes, with a barbell.
Okay.
If you can.
I'm sure they have that. I'm sure they do. And the staff are all trained and super helpful on all that stuff. So I honestly think I'm going to go to the desk and be like, hey, I need to do some box squats with the bar and I need to do a hip thrust machine with the bar. And they will be very helpful.
Awesome. Okay. That's great. Okay.
So the hip thrust, is that also six reps, three times?
Let's try eight for that one because it's easier. If you can do, they should have, 10 pound Olympic plates. They're thin, and that they're high enough that you can slide under the bar easily.
Okay.
They're flat and they're big and round, but they're thin and they're only 10 pounds each. So if you can do, 65 pounds, try that. A lot of times, the hip thrust, you're able to do much, much heavier loads than with the squat just because of how it is.
Yes.
So it's doable with a heavier load, which is why I really like it, because that really heavy tension on your muscle promotes muscle growth.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll do the hip thrust. We'll do 65 times three sets of eight. And then for our last ones, there's upper body.
Okay.
I think that to begin, the easiest one to start with would be the overhead press.
Okay.
And there, I have linked a video in there. And it's just, you're taking that bar. Now you might not be able to do a barbell with that. They should have, because that's 45 pounds. It's quite a bit for upper body. They should have these like little short, they're in 10 pound increments, but these bars that are, they're like little mini bars and they're shorter.
Okay.
And they're usually 10 pounds and then 20 pounds and 30 pounds and they go up to 100. You can try and find those. If they don't have those, just get two dumbbells. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you could do, I would start at 10 pounds.
In each arm, right?
For the dumbbells, 5 pounds in each arm.
Okay.
If it's a barbell, 10 pounds.
Okay.
And all you're doing is you're holding it sort of chest level right here and you're pushing up.
Okay. And that's in a standing position?
Standing position. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Keep your core, keep that firm, right? But you're just going to go up. This is going to work all your arm muscles, your back muscles, your shoulder muscles. It's very effective. Okay, so we'll do that. And then
is that 8 reps times 3 sets also?
Try that for 5.
5. Okay.
Yeah.
5 sets or 5 reps?
5 reps, 3 sets.
Okay.
Just see how you are. Women's upper body strength varies pretty drastically. So
okay. Yes. I can see that. Mine should be pretty good. Okay. So I'll start with what you have recommended here.
Okay.
At least. Yeah.
And then for single leg work, I think for you, from a mobility standpoint, we should start with skater squats.
Okay.
They're a single leg movement and you're going to have to put your hand on a wall.
Okay.
And then you're just, I have a video linked. They'll show you how to do it.
Okay.
That in the digital version, but you'll put your hand on the wall and you'll squat down and it's going to work your core and your balance as well as your legs. It's really important to improve our balance, as we get older, especially.
So that was a little behind the scenes of what a coaching session is like. I hope you enjoyed it and I will talk to you next time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe and it would make my day to see a 5-star written review from you. Leaving a written review helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey.